Well, Danny, first of all, before we look ahead to Sunday, tell me, what did you make of last Sunday?
Yeah, I thought last Sunday was enjoyable, Tom. I know some people probably think, you know, it was a poor game of football and the skill level on show wasn't what you'd expect, but it really was never going to be anything different, you know, because both teams were going to set up the same way. The big question beforehand was, were Glenn Neil Connell going to throw something different at Gidor? And they did to an extent. They got stuck into them. They showed a really good attitude in terms of bringing the fight to Gidor, but they didn't maybe open the game up the way people hoped. So once that happened, both teams kind of played the same style, which meant it was a more of a dour, tactical, but really intense game. You know, I've watched a lot of club football, involved in club football a lot over the years. It was probably the most intense game I've watched in terms of tackling. Boys were putting bodies in the line. And I think, to be honest, Neil Connell brought that more than Gidor on the day. I thought their tackle count was high. I thought that they were really in Gidor's faces, and even there were times when Gidor passing the ball on, the hit was still coming in after the ball. Not dirty hits at all, but just little nudges, little knocks to say, we're here, we're not going away. So from that point of view, I found it really interesting. And then because the game's always in the balance, it kind of grabs your attention anyway. And once it went down the stretch, you thought, who's going to have the courage to go on and win it? And in those last 5 minutes, it was really Neil Connell's chance. You know, they had a chance there. They had a lot of possession those last 5 minutes, but didn't take it. But having said that, they were 2 points down. So both teams will be happy coming out of it with a draw, with work to do going into the replay.
Yeah. I was just going to ask that question. Who would have left Ballybuffet the happiest?
Well, I've no doubt Neil Connell would have left the happier, you know, because even I was watching their body language after the final whistle and listened to interviews after the game. Both teams were disappointed, obviously, not having won. But Neil Connell looked happy in themselves, as if they'd proven a point to themselves. They were written off all week that nobody gave them a chance to win the county final. So they carried that into the game, and I thought their body language was, look, we've proven now that we can compete with Gidor. Now we go to town. We do our work during the week, and we come back bigger and better the following week. From a Gidor point of view, I thought they looked disappointed in themselves. I listened to Kevin Cassidy and Eamon McGee's interviews on TG Care immediately after the game, and the one thing that struck me was they sounded angry. You know, they sounded really, really angry with their performance, which I found interesting, because if they can bottle up that anger and everything else during the week, they're going to come with a real intensity next Sunday. So I've no doubt Neil Connell were happier in the sense that they believed they got a performance. Gidor would have been unhappy with their performance, relieved to get a second chance. And when you give the favours a second chance, they generally take it. But they have work to do, because that Neil Connell team aren't going to go away. They're not going to change too much for next Sunday.
Who will have learned most from it?
Hard to know who will have learned most from it. I don't think Gidor will have learned a huge amount, because Gidor do what they do. You know, they set up the way they set up. They'll be disappointed with some of their performances. I think some of the players alluded to it afterwards, that their own individual performances weren't at the level they hoped they would be at. So in terms of that, they learned a wee bit more about themselves, and they'll learn a lot more about themselves next Sunday. Neil Connell, I suppose the big thing for them would be the younger lads on the team. You know, your Charles McGinnis, your Jack McKelvey's, your Nathan Burney come off the bench, even young Owen McGettigan. They were exposed to that first real county final experience. So they'll have learned a huge amount from that. They'll also bring a lot of that learning into next Sunday. Your experienced players like Leo and Owen Wade and all these boys, they're going to be there in the middle of it anyway. It's going to be these younger lads like Kieran Thompson. I thought had a fantastic game, particularly when they went toe-to-toe with Owen on kickouts. That was a key moment, a key part of the game for Neil Connell. So and from that point of view, Gidor's learning is probably going to come. They're going to find out more about themselves, whereas for Neil Connell, it's about the young lads having the confidence now to say, look, we've gone toe-to-toe with Gidor once. Let's go and do it again and do it better.
Okay, we mentioned last week when we spoke about, you know, could Martin Regan pull a rabbit out of the hat? He did to an extent in the tactics. He probably got the tactical battle right, did he?
Yeah, I would say Martin would be happy enough with the tactical end of things. The one thing we said last week was that they had to bring something different. To me, the difference was attitude. As I said to you earlier, that the intensity in the tackle, their work rate, they weren't dropping off to the 45 and saying, come on, Gidor, come at us. They were tackling them on the way back to the 45. They were putting body contact on them. They were competing all over the pitch. Now, bar those first 10 minutes, I think Martin would have been really alarmed at things in the first 10 minutes, because they couldn't get out of their half. The Gidor squeeze was on kickouts. But once they got the grips with that, Yeah, once they went long and they were able to compete on breaking ball, they were very good. And then, apart from that first 10 minutes where Godot were in charge, and then maybe the first 10 to 15 minutes of the second half, I thought Ní Chonaill controlled the tempo of the game. I think they were in control of the game for long spells. Now, the big challenge for them is the scoreboard, translating that into scores. So from a tactical point of view, a lot of people talked before the game about the two men inside, the two big boys inside. Ní Chonaill didn't test the Godot full back line in that sense. The only time that was tested was when there were three or four shots came short. And I think they were happy to have those shots, knowing the big lads were inside. But I think if you put quality ball inside, that will test the team more. Young McGuinness, I thought, did well on the couple of balls he got. He scored a great point in the second half. He won a very good free for them in the first half. So do they mix it up a wee bit more this weekend? They probably have to if they want to win the game.
So looking ahead to Sunday, what are you expecting?
I'm expecting more of the same, to be honest, unless a team gets a goal early. You know, I think even last Sunday, had Godot taken one of those goal chances early on, it would have created a 4-5 point gap. That draws Ní Chonaill out. All of a sudden, you have a more open game. If that happens, then the other team is going to have to come out and you're going to get that type of game. But as long as it's tight and there's no goals being scored, I think it's going to be something similar to last Sunday. The big question is, what team can improve more? To me, there's more improvement in the Godot team. Now, is there more improvement in this Godot team? That's the big question, because during the season, we've probably questioned, are they as good as last year's team or last year's performances? Remember that last year the bar was so high, they were so good, they were Ulster champions. There's no doubt that they're not the exact same team as last season. And the Kilkerr game is probably a blip in terms of what they've produced up till now. But they have an opportunity now on Sunday to put that to bed and say, look, we're Donegal champions, we're Ulster champions. You've wrote us off, now we're going to go for it and show you what we're made of. But if they don't do that, then Ní Chonaill are going to be there right at the bitter end.